Hello and welcome to the Mind Health Development Podcast.
Hello, Dave. Yeah, it's Glenn here, and today we're joined with Rick.
Morning, Dave.
Morning, Rick. And this is the first of our podcasts from Mind Health Development, and the first one we're discussing a bit about the history of Mind Health Development.
Well, it's a fascinating history, Dave, if I do say so myself. Yeah, so I'll start, but actually it all began with Rick, and Rick wrote a great book called The Promised Land years ago, and that came about as a result of demand, wasn't it, Rick? Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it was demand, really, at Glenn. It was based on the fact that working as a therapist, seeing people one-to-one, I found that every week I was giving people exercises to do. And it involved printing and photocopying bits of paper and asking people to make notes. And in the end, I just thought it made more sense to put it all together in a book and use that as a self-help book. And that's really how The Promised Land came about.
I was lucky enough to read The Promised Land, and I was working very near to Rick when I was still a nurse, Dave. And me being me, of course, I suggested that Rick could do it even better than he was doing. And
yeah.
And actually my big idea was that Rick was only ever working with individuals,
and that, okay,
and that if we just reshaped it a little bit, we could make it we could turn it into a group or workshop model. And you were up for it, weren't you, Rick?
Yeah, and I think quite unlike Glenn, really, Dave, he's being a bit modest here. I mean, he is an extremely good therapist working with groups, which wasn't necessarily my forte, although in a previous life I've done lots of training workshops. But group therapy actually has 11 additional benefits, which I know Glenn's very familiar with. And we were able to put together a whole series of workshops and deliver it to groups of people. More, I think, as training, Glenn, rather than therapy. That was the emphasis, wasn't it?
Well, you were you were very comfortable and interested in a coaching model, really, weren't you, Rick? So we tried to get away from it being therapy, although it is therapeutic, Dave. It was just sometimes the language of psychology and psychotherapy can put people off.
Yeah, that's true. It can sound quite what's the word? Very textbook and a lot of big words that people don't often know the full meaning behind.
Yeah. Absolutely. So really, it was that, and that was what Rick's book had already done, was get away from that.
Yeah.
And that's why I was really, you know, excited when I read it. So it was like, right, if we carry on this model, not only can we help a lot more people, because Rick could only sit with one person at a time.
Yeah.
And so we came up with the first set of workshops, and then we started training people, other people, to deliver the workshops. Built our small business around that, and then found that more and more organizations wanted to buy into this, and then it became the giant beast that we've got today. And of course, with your help, Dave, with your technical skills, we're now building that platform online that takes it to everybody, and hopefully with these podcasts, everybody will have a little dose of therapy or coaching a couple of times a week, Dave. So that's where it all started.
Yeah, and I know now we have the mindhealthdevelopment.com website, which has the articles that you put together, and I know a lot of the input comes from Rick as well.
Well, this is where having somebody like Rick on board is really great, because I suppose my specialty is with the big three psychological conditions, Dave. You know, stress, anxiety, and depression, and we'll be talking a lot more about those. But Rick, as a psychologist, he's very good at coaching in a number of areas. So we get lots of subject matter from Rick. So, you know, we're going to be covering some of Rick's areas of expertise, like financial well-being, developmental stuff, productivity. Anything to add on that, Rick?
Yeah, I think you make a really good point there, Glenn. Coaching really allows you to look at two distinct populations. There's the population where you're working with people and it's all about remedial change. People are unhappy about things, their lives aren't going as well as they would have liked, they're dealing with specific issues, and we help to coach people using our methodology to get them to improve their lives. But there's a whole second raft of coaching, which is all about generative change. So this is about helping people who are already doing okay. They haven't got any specific issues that they're dealing with, but they just want to get more out of life. And I think we can help people do that. Your points were well made earlier. Both, I think, you and Dave picked up on the idea that we're trying to move it away from people's traditional view of therapy. And I think when we use that word, there'll be a generation of people who will suddenly have pictures of Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in those rather difficult sessions that he used to have with Nurse Ratchet. And, you know, that creates all the wrong kind of pictures in people's minds. This is about education, not necessarily medication. And it's about coaching, not counselling. And it's really about training, not necessarily therapy. So what Dave will help us to do is to bring this to a whole new audience, and we'll be able to help people, not just those who are experiencing some kind of psychological condition and the big three that you mentioned, stress, anxiety, depression, but also just for people who want to get more out of life, want to live a more fulfilled life.
Well, we know so much, don't we, Rick, now about how the brain works, and that increase in knowledge really has helped us to take psychological tools to everybody, hasn't it? You know, and Dave, what one of the things I haven't made clear yet was that original book, it was called The Promised Land by Rick. There's a more polished version of that available now, which is Think Yourself Happy. But it really, really does make the world of the brain and its relationship with psychology accessible to all. So people aren't just listening to the words of a therapist and saying, I've got to believe what they say. They're actually going away thinking, well, I now know that. And if I get to a certain level of knowledge, I actually will be my own best therapist, coach, counsellor, or guide. And the material is out there, Dave. And Mind Health Development now is about getting that material out and free to as many people as possible.
Thanks, Glenn. So the earlier Promised Land book was really used as the foundation for Think Yourself Happy, which is available through the Mind Health Development website in both paperback and Kindle versions. I know I've read it and I've recommended it to a number of people because it's easy to follow and you can really go at your own pace with it.
Absolutely right. You can escalate it at your own speed, really, once you become familiar with it. It's a lovely self help book. Think Yourself Happy. You know what? I've got a copy of my briefcase everywhere I go, Dave. But then again, my memory's not as good as our listeners will be. So what's your memory like these days, Rick?
Well, not as good as it used to be, Glenn. That's for sure.
Talking of memories, I think it's worth finding out for our listeners. If you can cast your mind back to how long Mind Health Development has been around for, the type of organisations that you visit, and I mean, I know that you're not just based here in the UK. You have done a number of things overseas. So yeah, if we can just find out a bit more about that, that would be great.
Essentially, Mind Health Development, as Glenn rightly said, it started with the two of us talking about how we could broaden the audience, particularly with regard to, you know, those, the big three. Could we help people suffering from stress, anxiety and depression? And 12 years ago when we first started, that was the focus of our work. We quickly realised that it went much beyond individuals. And as Glenn rightly said, we took it to organisations. So we have help many organisations by providing in-house workshops, training their own people to deliver the modules that we've developed. So just helping make the workplace a better experience for people, a less stressful experience. And it's not complicated using our methodology. So we work with lots and lots of organisations. And as you rightly point out, Dave, not just in this country, we've worked in Europe, we've helped clients in America. So, you know, it goes beyond these shores, but that's essentially what we're about. Mind Health Development is an organisation that's there to help people live more fulfilled lives.
Yeah, we do cover the full spectrum of organisations, Dave. We'll go into, we're very happy to work with the smallest companies with a handful of staff, whether we're helping one of their staff who's got productivity issues because their psychological health is not what it might be, and their company value that person enough and invest in their recovery, up to some of the blue chip firms, which is actually more of Rick's area, you know, but Rick will work with some of the most senior figures in blue chip companies, and whether it's with their health or their strategy, their direction, and putting a psychological element to it. If I might just interrupt there, Dave, we have got one group of people we haven't mentioned. We've got another member of staff, haven't we, Rick, who's not here today?
Yeah, we have indeed. Yeah, we've got Fran.
And Fran isn't working with us on the podcasts yet until we can drag her away from some of her work. But she specialises in the psychological and mental health of children. And we've got a book. We've got a couple of books for kids out as well. So we've got Think Yourself Happy for Children, which is actually more for parents, teachers, childminders. Anybody who works with children or has their own children, it's not a textbook for professionals. And Rick and I worked really hard for a time on a novel, Dave.
Yeah.
Can you remember what it's called, Dave?
Oh, The Water Carrier.
Absolutely right, Dave. And so The Water Carrier was when Rick and I thought we had a really bright idea. We were going to write a self-help book for teenagers, and having written a few thousand words, we discovered teenagers just aren't interested in reading.
Yes, well, too long.
Yeah, that's right. So actually, we tried to develop our creative skills, and we wrote a novel. But we had some great help. We had Rick's eldest son Sam, who was about 15 at the time. He edited it. We had an editor called Gail as well, who worked alongside us, but Rick's son Sam made sure it was...
He had a teenage editor.
We had a teenage editor, yeah, and he did just prove that my schooling was more from the Victorian age than... Rick, what you've got some take on this too, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think we pretty well summarised everything with regard to the whole gamut, the whole range of what we cover. And I'm sure that the Water Carrier is going to be the subject of one of these podcasts later on in its own right. But I think that, hopefully, Dave, that answers your original question. What's MHD all about? How long will we be around? And what do we do?
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Dave, you've asked me to prepare for our next podcast, where we're talking specifically about three conditions: stress, anxiety, and depression, how they differ, how they affect us, what they cost the economy today, and obviously from that we will lead into how we can overcome them. So I'm looking forward to that, Dave. Next session.
Yeah, that's right, Glenn. So as we mentioned, this was the first podcast in a number of podcasts that we're doing. So I hope for the listeners, they know really a bit more about yourself and Rick and the Mind Health Development company that you have, and yeah, lots more to come on psychology. So for everybody listening, that we will have more podcasts out, and they will be on the website. So join us next time.